Jesus came to bear witness to the truth. Standing on trial before the Roman governor Pontius Pilate, Jesus boldly stated, as recorded at John 18:37, "For this I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth." Everyone who is on the side of the truth listens to my voice. Jesus used his 3.5-year ministry on earth to teach people the truth about Jehovah God and his purpose. Those who were on the side of the truth responded favorably and wanted to learn more. Others, however, by their response to the good news, reveal themselves to be enemies of the truth. As Jesus neared the end of his earthly ministry, he bore witness to the truth during a series of dramatic confrontations in the temple. What lessons can we learn from the exciting events recorded in Matthew chapters 21 and 22? As we will see, these two chapters of Matthew highlight Jesus' courage, his masterful teaching ability, and his persistence in bearing thorough witness to the truth. Studying these chapters will help us to imitate Jesus' fine qualities. Let us begin with Matthew chapter 21, verses 12 to 14. Relate how Jesus threw out those selling and buying animals in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers. These events took place on Nisan 10, 33 CE. The next day, the chief priest directly challenged Jesus' authority to disrupt their business. How would he respond? Let us start the reading at verse 23.
وبعدما دخل الهيكل دنا إليه كبار الكهنة وشيوخ الشعب وهو يعلم وقالوا بأية سلطة تفعل هذا؟
ومن أعطاك هذه السلطة؟
وأنا أيضا أسألكم أمرا واحدا، فإن قلتم لي عنه أقول لكم أنا أيضا بأية سلطة أفعل هذا. معمودية يوحنا من أين كانت؟ من السماء أم من الناس؟
إن قلنا من السماء يقول لنا لماذا إذن لم تؤمن به؟
وإن قلنا من الناس نخاف الجمع لأنهم كلهم يعتبرون يوحنا نبيا.
لا نعرف
ولا أنا أقول لكم بأية سلطة أفعل هذا. ماذا تظنون؟ كان لإنسان ولدان، فدنا من الأول وقال يا ولدي اذهب اليوم واعمل في الكرم. فأجاب هذا وقال سأذهب يا سيدي، ولكنه لم يذهب. واقترب من الثاني وقال له مثل ذلك، فأجاب هذا وقال لا أريد. وبعد ذلك شعر بأسف وذهب. فأي الاثنين فعل مشيئة أبيه؟
الأخير.
الحق أقول لكم إن جبات الضرائب والعاهرات يسبقونكم إلى ملكوت الله، لأن يوحنا جاءكم بطريق البر فلم تؤمنوا به، أما جبات الضرائب والعاهرات فآمنوا به، وأنتم رأيتم هذا ولم تشعروا بعد ذلك بأسف لتؤمنوا به. اسمعوا مثلا آخر. كان إنسان رب بيت غرس كرما وأقام حوله سياجا وحفر فيه معصرة خمر وشيد برجا وأجره لفلاحين وسافر. ولما جاء موسم الثمار أرسل عبيده إلى الفلاحين ليأخذ ثماره، ولكن الفلاحين أخذوا عبيده وضربوا واحدا وقتلوا آخر ورجموا آخر، فأرسل أيضا عبيدا آخرين أكثر من الأولين ففعلوا بهم مثل ذلك، وأخيرا أرسل إليهم ابنه قائلا: سيحترمون ابني. فلما رأى الفلاحون الابن قالوا فيما بينهم: هذا هو الوارث، تعالوا نقتله وننال ميراثه. فأخذوه وألقوه خارج الكرم وقتلوه. فعندما يأتي صاحب الكرم ماذا يفعل بأولئك الفلاحين؟
لأنهم أردياء سيهلكهم هلاكا رديا، ويؤجر الكرم لفلاحين آخرين
يعطونه الثمار في أوانها.
أما قرأتم في الأسفار المقدسة: الحجر الذي رفضه البناؤون هو الذي صار حجر الزاوية الرئيسي، من يهوى كان هذا وهو عجيب في أعيننا؟ لهذا أقول لكم: ملكوت الله يؤخذ منكم ويعطى لأمة تنتج ثماره، ومن سقط على هذا الحجر يتهشم، أما من سقط هو عليه فإنه يسحقه.
فلما سمع كبار الكهنة والفريسيون هذين المثلين انتبهوا أنه كان يتكلم عنهم، ومع أنهم كانوا يطلبون أن يقبضوا عليه خافوا من الجموع لأنهم كانوا يعتبرونه نبيا.
In challenging Jesus with the words in verse 23, "By what authority do you do these things?" and "Who gave you this authority?" the chief priests and elders show gross disrespect for Jehovah, his temple, and his inspired word of truth. Jesus boldly countered their challenge with a question that left them speechless, for it exposed them as treacherous and calculating. Before they could recover, Jesus followed up with two illustrations. First, he compared the religious leaders to a rebellious son. They had made a promise to do God's will, but had not kept it. Next, Jesus denounced them as wicked caretakers of Jehovah's vineyard who would be held responsible for their failure to cultivate the fruitage of faith in God's Son. Jesus' illustrations were so masterful that the chief priests and elders unwittingly pronounced judgment on themselves. The religious leaders were furious, and they would have tried to kill Jesus, but they feared the crowds. So they took the indirect approach and conspired to trap Jesus in his speech. How would Jesus handle this new challenge? Please turn your attention to Matthew 22:15-33.
حينئذ ذهب الفريسيون وتشاوروا معا لكي يوقعوه بكلامه، فأرسلوا إليه تلاميذهم مع أعضاء حزب هيرودس قائلين:
يا معلم، نعرف أنك صادق وتعلم طريق الله بالحق،
ولا تبالي بأحد لأنك لا تنظر إلى مظهر الناس الخارجي.
فقل لنا، ماذا تظن؟ أيحل دفع ضريبة الرأس لقيصر أم لا؟
ولكن يسوع عرف شرهم فقال:
لما تمتحنونني يا مراؤون؟ أروني نقد ضريبة الرأس.
فأحضروا إليه دينارا فقال لهم:
لمن هذه الصورة والكتابة؟
لقيصر.
أوفوا إذن ما لقيصر لقيصر، وما لله لله.
فلما سمعوا ذلك تعجبوا وتركوه ومضوا. في ذلك اليوم جاء إليه الصدوقيون الذين يقولون ليس قيامة، وسألوه:
يا معلم، قال موسى: إن مات أحد وليس له أولاد يقترن أخوه بزوجته ويقيم نسلا لأخيه. فكان عندنا 7 إخوة، وتزوج الأول ومات وليس له نسل، فترك زوجته لأخيه، وحدث كذلك أيضا مع الثاني والثالث إلى 7 جميعا، وآخر الكل ماتت المرأة. ففي القيامة لمن من 7 تكون زوجة؟ لأنها كانت للجميع.
أنتم تضلون لأنكم لا تعرفون الأسفار المقدسة ولا قدرة الله، لأنه في القيامة لا يتزوج الرجال ولا تزوج النساء، بل يكونون مثل الملائكة في السماء. أما من جهة قيامة الأموات، أفما قرأتم ما قيل لكم من الله القائل: أنا إله إبراهيم وإله إسحاق وإله يعقوب؟ فهو ليس إله أموات بل أحياء.
فلما سمعت الجموع ذلك ذهلت من تعليمه.
Jesus was approached first by party followers of Herod and disciples of the Pharisees. Although these two groups held conflicting political and social views, they were united in their hatred for Jesus. Flattering words prefaced a dangerous question: is it lawful to pay head tax to Caesar or not? Had Jesus answered, "Yes, it is lawful," he could have enraged the crowd, for many would have felt that he was condoning the injustices they suffered at the hands of the Romans. On the other hand, a response such as, "It is not lawful," could have sparked a revolt, resulting in Jesus' immediate arrest for sedition. Jesus did not fall into either trap. Instead, using a coin, he responded with an object lesson that amazed his questioners. Next, the Sadducees, intending to discredit Jesus, proposed a scenario that they thought would expose belief in the resurrection as foolishness. In response, Jesus used flawless reasoning to highlight scriptural evidence that the Sadducees had apparently never considered before. They professed to believe the words of Jehovah recorded at Exodus 3:6. "I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." When Jehovah spoke those words, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had long since died. Yet Jehovah said, "I am their God," not "I was their God." By speaking of these long dead patriarchs as though they were still alive, Jehovah showed that his purpose to resurrect his faithful servants is sure of fulfillment. Additionally, Jesus told the Sadducees that in the resurrection, neither do men marry nor are women given in marriage, but they are as angels in heaven. He may have been using the opportunity to reveal truths about the heavenly resurrection for the benefit of sincere disciples who would one day be in line to receive such a resurrection. The crowds were astounded at Jesus' authoritative teaching from the Scriptures. Finally, the Pharisees and Sadducees joined forces to test Jesus one last time. A scribe from among them, versed in the law, presented a deceptively simple question, namely, which is the greatest commandment? In Jesus' day, this was a hotly debated question. Would Jesus say something in answer that would damage his credibility? Let us listen to Matthew 22:34-46 to learn from Jesus' response. That's Matthew 22, beginning with verse 34.
وسمع الفريسيون أنه أسكت الصدوقيين، فأتوا معاً متضافرين، وسأله واحد منهم وهو متضلع من الشريعة ليمتحنه:
يا معلم، أية وصية هي العظمى في الشريعة؟
تحب يهوه إلهك بكل قلبك وبكل نفسك وبكل عقلك، هذه هي الوصية العظمى والأولى، والثانية مثلها وهي هذه: تحب قريبك كنفسك. بهاتين الوصيتين تتعلق الشريعة كلها والأنبياء.
وفيما كان الفريسيون مجتمعين سألهم يسوع:
ماذا تظنون في المسيح؟ ابن من هو؟
ابن داود.
فكيف يدعوه داود بالوحي ربا قائلا: قال يهوه لربي: اجلس عن يميني إلى أن أضع أعداءك تحت قدميك. فإن كان داود يدعوه ربا، فكيف يكون هو ابنه؟
فلم يستطع أحد أن يجيبه بكلمة، ولم يجسر أحد منذ ذلك اليوم أن يسأله عن شيء.
Quoting from God's Word, Jesus captured the essence of true worship: love. The Mosaic Law consisted of more than 600 individual laws and regulations. Yet Jesus, without hesitation, selected the two commandments on which the whole law hangs. The clear truth of his answer cut through human tradition an empty debate. Jesus then turned the tables on his opposers with this question: if the Christ is to be a son of David, then why does David refer to him in the Psalms as my Lord? More than a mere riddle, this question uncovered the spiritual ignorance of Jesus' enemies. Exposed as spiritually blind, his opposers never dared to question Jesus again. How can we follow Jesus' example in bearing witness to the truth? First, by imitating his courage. Jesus' courage was based on faith in God. We grow in faith by praying for the Holy Spirit, by meditating on Bible accounts that highlight the courageous acts of God's servants, and by allowing what we learn at Christian meetings to sink into our hearts. Doing this enables us to build strong faith on the foundation of truth. Another way that we can follow Jesus' example in bearing witness to the truth is by imitating His masterful teaching. We can reach the hearts of sincere listeners with the truth by imitating Jesus' use of questions, illustrations, and object lessons, as well as His reasoning and skillful use of God's written word. Third, we are following Jesus' example when we persevere in our efforts to bear thorough witness. Never give up in preaching and teaching the good news. Those who reject the truth at first may respond later. The inspired record in Acts of Apostles tells us that in time, thousands of Jews began paying attention to the good news that had been preached by Jesus, including a large crowd of priests and some who had been Pharisees. These no longer acted in ignorance. Rather, they repented and gained Jehovah's favor. So, whether you are facing direct challenges or indirect ones, be determined to bear witness to the truth as Jesus did.